from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows Phone.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Popred. See, we were all cool now, chilled out. The temperature has gone down in England, so everything normal. You see,
it's raining now. It's calm.
Hot. Actually, no, I've just thought of a funny story.
Oh, no. Holy fuck.
But Lee, you know this one, and you know it's real.
Can I do the punchline then?
Probably.
Okay.
Because this would be... I'm trying to think now, and I've got to think back. This would have been 6 or 7 years ago, where the whole of the Tatry Mountains caught on fire.
I remember that.
Yep. And seriously, Rach, if you could imagine the old film War of the Worlds, where there's these plumes of flames going up, that's exactly what it looked like. There was 200 hectares of trees caught fire.
So it looks like Australia at any year.
Yes, it was like a proper heavy duty on the suburbs bit fire.
That's terrible. Terrible.
It really was. And so I thought, ooh, we better be a bit sort of public service broadcasted at the time because we were on FM. So I ran to the police station, had a word with them, spoke to the fire office, had a word with them, got all the stuff put together. And then I got a message through from the air rescue people, and they got all their helicopters for dumping water on it. And I actually had a message from them saying, look, can you let everybody know not to go anywhere near it tonight? Because we can't fly after 10 o'clock for safety reasons, which I suppose makes sense if you're in a helicopter. So anyway, I just goes on there and said, look, this is what we've been asked. Please don't go up there, blah, 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 blah. All we can do now is pray for rain. And I played All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Yeah. And as the first chord came in, there was this horrendous thunderclap. And the rain came pouring down.
Wow.
And in fact, our lovely Jan was listening, and he phoned me up. He said, who do you know to talk to?
John Lennon.
He just couldn't get his head round it. Because literally, the first chord, doomf, this big thunderstorm, and the rain teemed down, absolutely teemed down. Talking of fires, as we weren't, a man has set fire to his rental home after using a can of spray paint and a lighter to kill a spider.
That's a story that's got legs.
This is one of these only in America things. This really baffled me because, you know, living in a nation where we were surrounded by various creatures, particularly, you know, the arachne variety, and the enormity of them, I think you're better off with a boot, honestly, a boot. Or if you're a bit of a tree hugger, then capture it and put it outside. But to think that a butane torch is going to help you.
But it was a spray paint can.
I know. It's like,
the flame is going to go in, boom.
It's terrible. Exactly. What a terrible thing to do to a lovely little spider, honestly.
Well, what a numpty...
And they're more scared of you than you are of them.
Of course they are.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Yes. That's very old. Now you're showing your age.
When first we laboured to deceive.
That is a classic. It's like William Shakespeare.
Yeah, you're an old...
You're
an old... Smell, which is coming up later in the programme. We must get to that one.
I have to something to say on this fire.
What?
It's a top tip for the ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Well, a house fire is a terrible thing to happen to you.
Yeah, absolutely. They really are.
And everything else, that's fine, but it's a terrible thing to happen to you. And one top tip, right, is to put potatoes wrapped in tinfoil in a cupboard into the house. So if the worst happens and the house does catch fire, you've got a consolation prize at the end.
Stupid boy. Stupid boy. I nicknamed that from a show as well. How about this for a thrift shop in America who've found, and they don't know from where, a 3-carat diamond ring that has been donated? Wow, that's some cool thing, isn't it?
It was by accident?
Somebody's spewing somewhere, I reckon.
You think?
Yeah.
Women don't give away stuff like that, and they don't give away heirlooms.
Maybe it was an ex-partner.
Could have been.
Just, it's kind of like get your own back stuff.
Well, they didn't get
it. Wouldn't
you? Actually, if you really, really wanted to get your own back, you would give the ring to... Stop ringing phone. You would give the ring to the shop.
You won't ring normally.
See, somebody was listening to you, so now it's rung. And that'll be Alison or Kev. And the fact is, this thing then goes in the window. They sue you. You go to the judges. How much money do you get for it? I didn't get a penny, Governor. Which is absolutely true. And the ring's gone.
What's he on about? Rachel, what's he on about?
He's segueing into possibly taking revenge on an ex by placing said ring with charity people on purpose.
Hey, I understand. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you.
And then putting it out for display so that the ex can see it and, you know, then finally being able to say, no, I didn't get a penny for it. No, no, you can't sue me. La, 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 la.
I'll tell you a true story along those lines, which was...
Oh, should we all have a cup of tea now? Because I ain't following this at all.
there was a woman, right, who took... And this was on TV this week. She took a ring that she'd been... an engaged... Will that blinking phone?
Lee. There's a little button on the side, and if you push on it, it turns the volume down to silent, so you can't hear it.
Yeah, but I can't hear it then, so I don't know if anybody's wrong or not.
Then all you got to do is turn it up afterwards. It's simple. The button at the top turns it up.
If it does it again, I'll do it, I promise. Anyway, so she got this ring. She'd been given this ring by her boyfriend, and it was 35 years ago, and they'd split up, and she kept the ring. And this is the truth. She took it into a pawn shop. There's a programme about pawn shops, really interesting. It's PAWN, not the other one. And... she took it in there, and it was worth £83,000.
Wow.
Nice. That's what you want.
Wow.
That's a return on your investment.
Cool.
That's getting time back.
That is, isn't it? Anyway, this is next up. We got something. How many times have I warned people about this?
Yes.
This is a firm called Avast, which many of you will know because it's on your computers. It's the antiviral software. And the firm, I can see what they were doing. They were after a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Only did they get one and some. Because they wanted to prove that when you delete data off of your mobile phone, you can get it all back again if you know how to do it. And the fact is, they thought they'd get, you know, some numbers or bits and pieces. Unfortunately, they got 250 selfies back, some of which were naked.
If you don't want the universe to see it,
don't put it on your phone.
Or put it on a picture or even write about it.
Don't. 750 were of women in various stages of undress. I wonder which boyfriends did those then. And the fact is, what Avast have said is even if, and this was after phones had had a factory reset.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I've said, don't do it, and they still do it.
Do it, do it. I think it's really... Why are people so ashamed of seeing naked bodies? We've all got a naked body. Why are we so embarrassed about them? Why do we think it's so horrendous that people take pictures of themselves naked?
Horrendous. I think if you're going to take a photo of yourself naked, that's great. But when it gets leaked somewhere that you don't want it to be, don't moan about it because it's out there in cyberspace for everybody to see.
Yes.
I think that's quite right, but I just don't see what all the... So somebody's seen your downstairs asparagus or your gentleman's sausage or your date garden. What does it matter?
But I think the serious bit is, Lee, that what people do is they sell their old smartphones on eBay or somewhere. And, you know, people can get them. And, you know, it could be pictures that very nasty, subversive types want to see. And make vast amounts of money out of. And apparently from these 20 phones, which they purchased from eBay, there were 40,000 stored photos that could still be recovered even though factory resets were done. And don't do it, please.
What happens if you send your phone in for a repair?
They can see everything that's on it.
Ooh.
Absolutely everything.
So do you just
got it? The only way to fix it is to stand on it or drive over it,
or put a thundering great magnet over it.
Yeah,
that'd do it. And actually, true story for you. I've got another one. Martina's niece is doing a proper professional thing to become a model. So she's got lovely, absolutely brilliant pictures done by a professional studio. Yada yada yada. Now her and her brother are both teenagers, and they fight. Funny that. So he thinks, right, you horrible person. I'm sort of translating it in a different way to what you might have said it. Yeah. Right, you horrible person. I will get my own back now. And he deleted her portfolio pictures off the computer.
Oh, no.
The lot. There was something like 250 really top-end shots, you know, mix of black and white and colour, everything you want for a portfolio. He deleted the lot.
Naughty
boy. And they tried everything, the undelete button and all this sort of stuff. And so I had this panic phone call. Eric. Well, she doesn't talk like that because she's too polite. Eric, could you help me, please? And so I brought the computer around. I said, oh, yeah, okay, hang on a minute. Oh, is that what you want? Where'd you get that from? I saw it stood on the hard drive. No, but he deleted it. No. You just think he deleted it because that's what Windows tells you, but in reality, it's still there on the hard drive. You see it? So I said, yeah, go and, I said, I tell you what, you go and put the kettle on because I'll do this now, and I'll go and diggy, 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 diggy. Computer goes diggy, 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 diggy. And out of 200, it was just over 250, we got 230 pictures back. Ooh. And he deleted the lot.
It's amazing how the advancement of forensics with computers is going too, because they can catch just about anybody doing anything and see what you've put into search engines and so forth and so on, and you know, catch white collar criminals, catch murderers, catch, you know, just about anybody via the computer.
Yeah, exactly. And my advice to anybody is, if you're going to sell it and don't want to wreck the phone, what you do is, say you've got a picture called Rach 1, what you do is you take another picture of the floor and you save it as Rach 1, and it will overwrite the other picture with Rach with nothing on, and then it's all marvellous. And nobody can ever see Rach with nothing on, because Rach 1's been overwritten.
And you know, not that I would probably care very much.
Well, I'm going down to your level.
Yes, well, you know, it's pretty probably, well, ergo, it's apt that you take a picture of the floor.
Yeah.
But, I look similar to a floor best of times, it wouldn't be that different a photo.
Oh, right. No, I can't say that because I'll get thrown off the radio. Anyway, just be careful with your computers, especially now tablets which are being sold. People can get your data back. And more importantly, if you've got your bank details on these devices, they can get your bank details.
When you send it for a repair, they can get your bank details, of course.
Yes.
Rachel, why do you look like a floor?
Well, it's the kind of beige.
I'm going to be a gentleman, because she's got a flat bottom.
Oh, I see. I thought I was going to ask you who laid you.
Anyway, this is for Rach, because someone's broke the dunny.
Yeah, this really grates my cheese, I have to tell you. There's been this big promise from our... I've got to be a little bit nice to our PM, Tony Abbott, in the wake of how he's handling this Malaysian Airlines business. Mm. But in this particular case, we all know he's a bit of a buffoon. He's internationally known to be a fool. But he came along with this big promise before the last election that he was going to repeal the carbon tax. And this would save people, you know, $500-something a year, blah, blah, blah. Well, the Greenies don't like it, so they blocked it in the Senate. And so did the Palmer United Party, because the concessions that they had agreed to weren't on there. So, yes, it got blocked, and we all went, yay, the polar bears are saved. But then they put the concessions back into this bill and it just got passed, so they have repealed the carbon tax. As one of the, I think, the biggest polluter, now in the Western world. We've now gone climate change negative instead of affirmative action, which is a really troubling to me.
How does a massive continent like yours, that doesn't have a huge population, to be honest, you know, if you look at the square meterage.
I'm going to ask this question.
Oh, go on then.
No, you've done it now. You can do it.
I'm sorry. How do you get so bad with carbon problems?
No, it's incredible. Why are you the most polluted country in the world? You have got masses and masses of open land, of bush and desert and sea and clean air, and yet how do you manage to become the world's worst polluters in the world?
I think a lot of it's got to do with industry and mining and so forth.
Ah, right.
Yeah. And, you know, coal's a big thing for us. And oil isn't anything.
Oh, yeah, because you ship a load of steel to China as well, don't you?
Right. There's the industry is massive. And what we're mining out of the ground, and it's frightening what we're doing. We're digging up the planet, but we're also in the process of, you know, making all this money, which is why there's a mining tax as well.
Mm.
Which, in the process of making all this money from our natural resources, we're also destroying it at the same time. But we have the perfect climate and weather conditions to have so much renewable energy, like solar, for example, because the sun is always out. It's always out. So we can always have solar and do what Germany's doing.
Yes.
But no, because we're run by crazy right-wingers.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to move on, boys and girls, because there's a few more stories we want to get in, and we're halfway through the show. No, three-quarters of the way through the show already. I want you to picture the scene that you're with your partner, and you toddle off to bed.
Yeah.
And then the lady always does. It's never the man. Never the man. The lady always goes... And it's never the boys. Never, ever, ever. We don't snore. We don't make nasty noises. And we don't pollute the atmosphere with nasty, smelly stuff. But for the ladies that think we do, I'm sorry to tell you, girls, you must not tell us off. Because it's healthy.
It actually is the healthiest thing in the world. Can it save the planet? You don't see cows dying of heart attacks and things like that, do you? This could save the planet. It's the thing we've been waiting for.
Well, according to Exeter University, who've done some research on it, they reckon it's, as Lee quite rightly said, that smelling flatulence could help ward off a stroke, heart attacks, and dementia.
Yeah, exactly.
So when us boys...
You'll never get any of those things if you live with Rob, because you're instantly dead.
No, but you see, when we cover you up, girls, and put the quilt over your head, we're thinking of your health.
I saw
quilt.
What do you love that quilt?
Quilt.
What's that? I'm going to find out in a couple of weeks. I'm going to snow country.
We have continental quilts, you know.
I know. I love them. I haven't used one in about 4 years. I'm really looking
forward
to it.
Because it's too hot. Yeah. No, you can get summer ones as well now, dear. They're very, very thin.
Well, this is why I don't want the unending flatulence in the bedroom, because it's really thermal in there. It's really warm.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Rachel. I have the same problem with Andrea.
It's
terrible, honestly.
If Lee's not here next week, ladies and gentlemen, please send your donations and flowers too. Anyway, it's been handbags time in England this week, because Mr. Cameron's appointed loads of girls into high parliamentary places, aka the cabinet, and the other lot, which is called New Labour or Labour, are into so much hot water over this, because they sent nasty comments about women ministers. Weck.
That was stupid.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you are the best qualified to do something, then you should do it.
Absolutely. So what's the grief?
I don't know why they're carrying on.
It's just a funny thing, isn't it? The whole concept of a cabinet reshuffle is basically... I know it goes a lot further than this, but it's basically that old 1980s concept of management. where you would put people, you would swap people's job titles. You know, it happened to me. Our sports editor became our features editor, and our features editor became our supplements editor. And it was all a way of trying to bring some sort of tension and more imagination and people trying harder at the jobs. And that's what the cabinet reshuffle is. But actually, when you think...
It's all about getting votes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, and there's nothing really... This thing about... women and everything. He's John, whatever he's called, Cameron, he's just a complete idiot.
Let's he see
did he can to try and impress the public by appealing to the lowest common denominator in the world. And really, what's going
I presume to- from that you didn't mean women.
No, I don't think they're the lowest common denominator. I think they're the highest denominator.
Yes, you adore women.
Yes.
Look, women have been a big part of my life, and I've been a part of women.
Anyway,
I'm not surprised.
No, we're not going to say. Anyway, we're going to ask Mum here. Mum always said to me, actually, funnily enough, chew your food. And it would appear that some mummy hasn't taught a great white shark when it was a baby to chew its food rates down on an Australian beach.
No, it really hasn't. And this is a little bit hilarious in the wake of the massive... Remember we were talking about it a few months ago, the massive shark cull that they do in Western Australia and it was stopped by the environment? They kill themselves in their own habitat. It's going to happen. And in point, in case in point... Oh, I've got dyslexia. This shark... swallowed a sea lion and it's got stuck in its throat and he's then
dying. You shouldn't laugh.
No, there was no other shark there to give him the Heimlich manoeuvre. So he's choked. And they thought that these guys that were observing this shark, it was thrashing about and they thought it had something that it was killing or whatever. They didn't realise it was actually in distress because no water was getting through its gills.
Didn't some guy go walking up to it and then it moved again so he ran away?
Yeah, it landed on the beach and then he walked up to it. He was walking his dog and he walked up to it and the dog was going, I sense what's going on and I don't want to go anywhere near it. And he's going, Khan, let's go. And the dog's going, nah.
Reminds me of the Top Gear team. We've just messed it up. What should we do now? Run away! Which is what they do. Anyway,
it's true. Terrible.
Oh, terrible.
I have a news announcement on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is new, and in fact, Rachel, you should be ashamed of yourself for not spotting this on this story.
What?
This is statistics that have been put out in Australia. All right, and they prove that you are more likely to be eaten alive by Louis Therese than you are a shark.
Anyway, nice story as we get towards the end. A deaf boy has been saved from a house fire by a pit bull terrier in America. And I think it's lovely. My dog licked my face and woke me up. I was like, stop it, what? You want to be fed, the teen said. But he thought the dog then wanted to go outside or, you know, do what dogs do when they go outside. But no, it was a fire. The dog was trying to get him out of the house. Isn't that lovely?
This is good because people get such a bad rap and they, you know, quite often in stories about, you know, viciousness. But this is a great story because in this case it's Lassie.
Yes, it is Lassie. Fantastic. Well, advertisement, isn't it? Absolutely marvellous.
Terrier, not a sheep dog.
A what?
But it's a pit bull terrier, not a sheep dog.
I know, that's what I said, pit bull terrier.
I know, but you said it's just like Lassie.
Yeah, but it's as if it was Lassie. It's got the brain of Lassie. It's got the temperament of Lassie. It's got the save you instincts of Lassie.
Pit bull terrier. It's a killing machine.
No, absolutely wrong. No. The reason that dogs like that are killing machines is because people make them killing machines. Absolute fact of life.
See how they breed them to be vicious and have this kind of aggression. I know people in the country areas in Britain, everybody has pit bull terriers for also. Mm. And pit bull terriers, when they're controlled and happy and comfortable, they're fine, they're lovely animals, but they are killer. They are bred to kill.
That's the breeding problem. That's the breeders' problem, who are little breeders at the same time. And we're going to finish with a great fun story, which is quintessentially English, because as everybody knows, when you go to playing rugby, as I used to do, at the end of a rugby game, you all jump in this one big bath.
Hello, you big Jays.
You all jump in this one huge bath, and all the mud comes off of you, and then it was all in the water, so then you have to go and have a shower to get cleaned off. But a girl in New Zealand, 18 years old, she's a very pretty young lady, as it goes, has joined a men's rugby team. And he's playing.
Now, this is why none of the boys, no boy has protested her being a part of any of this.
No,
they haven't, have
which
they?
Which is really, no man has said, nah, she can't play. It's distracting. The instinct is to protect her against the tackle and then we won't play properly and blah, blah. Nobody said any of these things because they're thinking about the bar.
They are, aren't they? But apparently, according to the club's president, that's Jack McIntosh, he says that April Miller... no, this isn't right. Plays,
you can't say that.
April Miller plays in the lock position. I say that carefully. She's an aggressive tackler and a good ball carrier. Oh, what? She doesn't hang off. Why is that all coming out wrong? Apparently, she hasn't got a try this season so far, but she will do. She will.
You'd have to try with a bat full of blokes, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And adding that all the male team members seem to play happily with her and against her. Why is that?
A beautiful body, would you? Oh.
And we have got one more. We've got time for one more. The not-so-smartphone that got lost. Can you believe it? An American farmer lost a smartphone, which has made a return trip to Oklahoma after an eight-month journey that included a stop in Japan. And apparently this farmer loses phones about one a month.
Yeah, in the wheat silos.
Yeah.
Who took it around the world?
Well, the grain.
The wheat.
Oh, I see. It was in the grain sack. Oops. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Sir, can I make a little suggestion?
Bungee cord.
If you put a little case around your phone, lots of them have little thingies that you tie on stuff with and hang it round your neck, so you wouldn't lose it.
Like your glasses.
Yeah.
Like his glasses. He has his round his neck, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Your glasses?
No, I don't, because they fall off my nose. If I have them around my neck, they're not on my nose.
But no, why doesn't he just not put his... he uses iPhones. iPhones are very expensive, you know, but that's the best thing you could do. Drop it in a grain silo and let it go around the world, because it's as handy to in Australia as it is in the UK.
He's in the US, so that doesn't matter anyway.
I was making a general comment, not just about Mr. Kevin Whitney.
Well, you're not. Well, anyway, Kevin, I think what you should do is tie a bit of string round it. You'll be good at doing this if you're in the grain thing. You can tie a
yellow ribbon, Kevin.
Yes, tie a yellow ribbon round old Kevin's phone. That'll do. And with that happy little note, it's time to say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
And this programme was abnormally funny due to the excessive heat. Not in the UK. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.